And when I gave away my first fifth step, that loneliness went away. Not all of it, but a huge chunk of it. And I want to talk about 6 and 7, then now. You know, when you're new and they read the 7 deadly sins, you're like, got that, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that. Were you the 7 yet? I got that, you know. And you know, a thing about the 7 deadly sins, this is why the church scared me. I grew up in a Catholic school. I don't go there anymore. And in the Catholic church, they're the 7 deadly sins. 7 deadly sins, right? But what they really are is this guy, Evagrius Ponticus. He was a first century Christian mystic. He was a desert father. And he meditated for years on what took him away from the feeling the presence of God in what we would call the present moment. Evagrius Ponticus called it the reality of the spirit. And what he meditated, and he wrote, and he came up with 7 things. That's what they are. And when I was new, and they'd say, you know, I was lustful, you know, and I was greedy. I'm the kind of greedy where I fight really hard to let you give me a job, then you give me a job, and I don't work very hard, and I want more money, you know. I'm like that, and I'm slothful, and I'm gluttonous, I'm all of those things, and they're big, like, caricatures of character defects. And it said, Bill says in 7, you don't want to let go. You don't want to let go to some of them, right? Yeah, I remember I read the 7th step to a new guy, and he goes, I'm not giving up porn. And I go, where does it say here you got to give up porn? And he goes, I know where this is headed. And then out of my mouth, I said, I think where it's headed is try imagining a life where you wouldn't need these compulsive behaviors to feel okay. That's all we're asking. And so that's what 6 and 7 was like then. And I want to tell you what 6 and 7 is like now. Because I didn't work the steps. I hate that. I worked, E.D., the steps. Really? You meditated? Once? Yeah. You know, I turned my will and my life over when I was 6 months sober. I did it. It's good. It's fine. I practice them. You know, because I need them. You know what? I found out I raised all these kids, and I'm a caregiver for my wife, and I do these things in my life, and I found out that life, whether you're a little kid or whether you're a normie or whether you're me, is just a series of invitations to grow. And you are perfectly okay to say no. The invitation will come the next day. The same one. It's like that Harry Potter movie. There's a million owls coming in your house if you don't say yes. But I can't say yes to these invitations to grow without these steps. And my wife is, when we were married about 6 years, she's just amazing. And she had this massive stroke. And so for 20 years, I've been her, well, I say I'm her caregiver, but that's, she gives the care. I do everything that takes a full body and a full brain. But she is the center of it all. I just am tired of trying to say I'm her caregiver. That's just BS. If you met my wife, you know. But this is what 6 and 7 looks like. I'm quarantined, right? Like you guys were in at home and working, and we're empty nesters now. And we love each other. We like hanging out. We're enjoying it, right? We got this new house because we moved back to Southern California and planting roses and stuff. But then I'll walk by her, and she'll do something. Something in my perception is rude. Or she usually, what it boils down to is she didn't love me correctly in that 5-minute period, and I walk away with a little resentment, right? And I walk up to I have an office that I spend a lot of my time in, and I'm freaking Johnny Cochran by the time I get to my office. I'm like, okay, after all I've done for you, seriously? And I'm doing this whole case, and I got this case I'm gonna file against. She doesn't even know we're going to court. I'm filing the case. And then I go downstairs, and she's sitting in the sitting room, and I walk in, and I don't even raise my voice. I just eviscerate her. I say those things, all those things. And I look at her, and she disappears back there behind her eyes. Maybe she feels guilty. She probably just feels bad. She thought everything was good. And I see her just disappear, and I knock away some of that esteem and that confidence that I've been trying so hard to build up since the stroke. And I win the argument. Mr. 2 degrees, 2 university degrees, beats his love of his life, who has brain damage, in an argument she